The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners, today's is the first anniversary of the demise of Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi. So let's take a listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
One of the things that Ayatollah Misbah was very much involved in was that he took this responsibility that the Ahlul Bayt have put on the shoulders of the ulama very seriously. If we have the likes of Hajj Qasim and Hajj Abu Mahdi that are defending the physical borders of Islam and not allowing the kuffar to barge in to take an inch of the territory of the Muslimin, and may Allah bless them, ulama, according to the hadith, are responsible to protect the borders of Islam, the ideological borders of Islam. Ayatollah Misbah took this very seriously. And he gave whatever was required. He put his life on the line as part of the revolution. When Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh started his movement, there were a few of the ulama that joined hands and formed a body that later on came to be known as Jama'iyya Mudarrisina Hawziyya Ilmiyya Qom, or in other words, the Society of the Teachers, Mudarrisin, the teachers of the Hawza of Qom. These were prominent teachers at the time. In Qom, Ayatollah Khamenei was part of that society, part of that group, that organization that was founded by these ulama. He was one of the founders, Ayatollah Khamenei was. Ayatollah Mishkini, that you've heard of, was part of that. There were a few others. One of them is Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi. Shahid Beheshti was also part of that. And they, under the leadership of Imam Khomeini, fought against the tyranny of the establishment in Iran before the revolution, the establishment that was there before the revolution. So they were part of the figures that guided people under the leadership of Imam Khomeini to overthrow that tyranny. He was part of the secret movement of the ulama against the regime. They used to publish two periodicals during that time against the Shah's regime. And one of those, by the title of Intiqam, was one which Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi took care of entirely by himself, writing all the articles, printing it, typing it, printing it, getting it to the people to distribute. And they had a secret network of people to distribute this material that would enlighten the people's minds, give the idea of revolution, guide their minds as to what their society needs to look like and how this is very wrong, what is happening, and that they are responsible, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in terms of help and assistance, and what their responsibility towards Allah is in not giving in to this condition, and so on and so forth. These were very effective periodicals. Also, he was very sensitive towards Islam being diluted. Whenever he felt a taklif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to perform, he did it. He did not care who else believes or thinks what about his activity? The only thing he cared for is, does Allah want this from me or not? Let me clarify that. Once that was clear, Allah wants this done, it doesn't matter who dislikes him. And one of the areas that he, as this alim, who again is age-wise senior to Ayatollah Khamenei, this great alim that has all these students, he used to constantly and consistently, different ways, bring up the topic of Ayatollah Khamenei, of the leadership, and insist to everyone that's hearing, appreciate this blessing from Allah. Appreciate this blessing from Allah. He is a great blessing from Allah. He's the representative of the 12th Imam. Whatever he says is right. Everyone needs to listen to what he says. This is not some politician. This is not someone who, for whatever other reason, is doing this. And he could have, just like many unfortunately didn't do this. Many of those who were not as knowledgeable, I wanted to say half as knowledgeable, some of them really are not even half as knowledgeable as Ayatollah Misbah. And they have not produced students that are themselves great ulama. Each of the students of Ayatollah Misbah, each of them, a number of them, a good number of them, in the tens, perhaps hundreds, the ones I know in the tens, each of them is an established scholar with an abundance of knowledge and information of Islam, hardworking ulama. Those other people don't even have half the students that he has. In terms of value, yes, some of them perhaps have larger numbers quantity-wise, although even that is in question. But quality, clearly the students of Ayatollah Misbah. They didn't go, although they weren't against this, but they didn't do what Ayatollah Misbah. One of the takalif he felt is his responsibility, and his teacher Ayatollah Bahjat told him, is that I need to, myself directly and through my, and tell my students and tell everybody, you have got to promote Ayatollah Khamenei. Ayatollah Khamenei is the representative of the 12th Imam. We have to do this. He felt it's a taklif. If he thought something is right, he did it. If he didn't think it's right, he didn't do it. He didn't care. He didn't give a damn. It was only when he knew it's right. He didn't praise anyone if he didn't think they're not, if he didn't think they're worthy of praise, he never praised them. He praised Ayatollah Khamenei because he was 110% sure that he is worthy of that praise. The level of praise. A very capable man in terms of bringing serious and fundamental change to the Hawza. Very serious about it. Very serious about it. The change he brought personally to the way the Hawza functions before and after his work is really not comparable. Honestly, it's not comparable. Others were involved with trying to bring about positive change, making the system more efficient, more comprehensive in terms of the studies that are required for the soldiers, the ideological soldiers of Islam. Others were part of that. They had efforts, they put efforts into that as well. But his work is incomparable. This is the type of person that he was. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me the opportunity of being with this and seeing this great man firsthand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask him to raise the status of Ayatollah Misbah. He is already elevated. He is already with the Ahlul Bayt. We ask Allah to increase his rewards and increase his blessings.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is
englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.